Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, May 2nd, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. John. He writes, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me, I will do it." The words of Jesus in today's gospel are almost startling in their boldness. "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do," he says, "will do greater ones than these." We might hear that and quietly think, "Sure, not me. After all, how could I do anything? How could I do anything to impress, to surpass the works of Christ?" And yet Jesus does not speak in exaggeration. He speaks in promise. Tell you a story. There was a quiet woman in a parish, not a leader, not someone you would notice at first. She came early to Mass every morning, always sitting in the same pew, always leaving without drawing attention. Most people didn't know her name. She never preached. She never led a ministry. She never stood at a podium. She had a habit. Day after Mass, she would write one letter, sometimes to someone sick, sometimes to someone grieving, sometimes to someone who had simply drifted away. Her handwriting was gentle, her words simple. "You are remembered. You are not alone. God sees you." Over the years, those letters reached hundreds of people. Some returned to the church. Some found strength to endure suffering. Some said it was the only time in their life they felt seen. No miracles in the dramatic sense, no crowds, no headlines, and yet lives changed, hearts healed, faith rekindled. Greater works, promises. Not because they outshine Christ, but because they extend his presence into places he now reaches through us. I think that is the key to this gospel. Jesus says these words, "Because I am going to the Father." In other words, his visible earthly ministry will give way to something even wider, his life lived through his people. What was once contained in one place, one body, will now be carried into every corner of the world through those who believe. The greater. It's not about power. It's about reach. Then comes the second promise. "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do." This, too, is often misunderstood. It's not a blank check for our desires. To ask in his name is to ask in union with his Sacred Heart. It means our prayer begins to echo his will. Over time, we stop asking God to fit into our plans. Instead, we begin to desire what God desires. It's when prayer becomes powerful, not because we control God, but because we are finally aligned with him. So what does this mean for us here today? It means that the greater works of Christ, not reserved for the extraordinary few. They unfold in the ordinary faithfulness of many. A parent who forgives instead of retaliating. A priest who listens deeply instead of rushing past. A friend who stays when it would be easier to walk away. A quiet soul who prays for others and no one sees. These are not small things. These are the very ways Christ continues his work in the world. The temptation is to think that unless something is dramatic, it is not meaningful. The gospel consistently tells a different story. The kingdom grows like a seed, hidden and small, yet full of life. So perhaps the question is not, can I do greater works than Jesus? The real question is, am I willing to let Jesus work through me at all? Because if we are truly open, truly trusting, then even the smallest act becomes part of something infinitely greater than ourselves. Slowly, quietly, the promise is fulfilled. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have called us not only to believe in you, but to become vessels of your love in the world. When we feel small or unworthy, remind us that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Teach us to ask in your name, to desire what you desire, to love as you love, to trust as you trust. Take our ordinary lives, our simple acts, our hidden sacrifices, make them instruments of your grace. May your work continue through us, not for our glory, but for the glory of the Father. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage. When we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys, may God bless you today and keep you safe.